The following shiur has been presented by Rav Herschel Fireworker, Shailo Meshev B'Yeshiva Gedoyla of Carteret, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel, learns out that we start counting the months from Nisan. Since the Nisan was Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first month is Nisan, and we count from Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban in Chumash in Parashas Bo'i explains that this is what the pasuk means when it says, "Hachodesh hazeh lochem reish chadashim." Hachodesh hazeh, this month, the month of Nisan, in which you are going out of Mitzrayim, lochem is for you, Klal Yisrael, who are going out of Mitzrayim in this month, Rosh Chodashim, the first month of the year, meaning that all the months should be counted from this month. And this month, the month of Nisan, should be first in the count of months. Based on this, the question arises whether it's appropriate for a Yid to count based on the secular date. Since, according to the way the Ramban is explaining the Pasuk, what comes out from our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel is that the first month needs to be Nisan. When we count with the secular date, we're not counting with the first month being Nisan. And perhaps this is a problem. Nechsam Sofer, in Teres Moshe and Parashas Boy, brings down the Ramban, and he finishes off, he says, V'zeh Teichachas Musar. We could learn out of Teichachas Musar from this, She'nichtoiv v'mechtov v'mechodoyma, that when we write letters and the like, we should write it with the Yiddish date. We should write it with the Yiddish month, and also, he adds, with the year, based on the Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz, as opposed to writing the year based on the Goyish date, which is really based on when Yashka was born. And he says, V'loy chas v'shalom k'misparim shel Umos Ha'olam. We shouldn't chas v'shalom write like the date of the Umos Ha'olam. Chassam Sofer in his Drushas also, in his Drush L'Zayin Av Tavkuf Ayin and his Drush L'Chesav Tavkuf Tzadik Gimel, speaks very strongly, and he says that a Yid should only use the Yiddish date and never use the secular date. He says in very strong words that one who's Kaisev V'Chaisim, one who writes and signs with the date of the Umos Ha'olam, with the secular date, Leidas Mashiach HaNoitzrim, according to the way that the one who they consider to be the Mashiach was born, he's writing and signing that he has no chelak in Elokei Yisrael, chas v'shalom. And the Maram Shik goes in the way of the Chassam Sofer and his Tshuva and Yerideya, Simon Kufayin Aleph. He writes about writing a Matzeva with a secular date on the Matzeva. He writes that one who did that, the case was that somebody wrote this a matzeva with a secular date, and they put it up in the Beis HaKvaris without asking the Gaboyim who were in charge of the Beis HaKvaris. And he writes that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Maram Shik writes that the Pasuk says, V'gam v'shem Elohim Acherim lo says kiru lo yishama al picha. You shouldn't mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. And he says that when we write based on the year that the one who the Goyim consider Mashiach was born, so that's mentioning the Goyish Avodah Zarah. And even though it says Lo Yisaz Kiru, which according to the simple meaning would mean to say explicitly the shame of the Avodah Zarah, but even counting according to when he was born, which brings to mention the Goyish, the Elohim Acherim, that also is included in this Isser. And so too, the Yafal Alev, the Tshuva Yafal Alev, Chelek Hei Yerdeis and Mekufayin Ches, also says that counting according to the secular date is an Issa D'Oraisa. He says it's an Issa D'Oraisa from the Pasuk of Uvchukaseim Lo Seilechu. Going in the Goyish ways, counting the secular date is going in the Goyish ways, and that's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Mevad Yosef in the Abiya Omer, Chelek Gimel Yerdeis and Tes, brings down this issue. He brings down the Tshuva Yafal Alev, and he argues with the Tshuvas Yafal Alev. He says that it's not something which can be included in B'chukaseim Le'Seilechu. B'chukaseim Le'Seilechu has specific guidelines, and this is not included in that. However, he does not commend the use of the secular date when it's not necessary. But in the Kolboy, in Hilchos Avelos, he brings down the Chassam Sofer, and he is mechadish that the Chassam Sofer was choizer from this shita. He retracted his opinion about this, and later in his life, the Chassam Sofer came to hold that it's okay to use a secular date. As we can see from the Chassam Sofer himself, from the fact that in Shailos HaTshuvos and Eben Ezra Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Gimel, he brings in the tshuva the secular date. And we can also see that from the fact that in the Droshes, in the Chelek Beis, the Droshes Chassam Sofer, there's a drosha for a very interesting occasion. There's a drosha which is entitled the drosha for the 60th birthday of the Emperor Franz Joseph the First. And that for that occasion, the Yidden made a very big asifa, they gathered together, and the Chassam Sofer said a drosha. And on the title of that drosha, the Chassam Sofer writes that this drosha was given on February 12th, 1868, l'misparam. So we see that the Chassam Sofer himself uses the secular date. If so, says the Kolboy, Chassam Sofer must have retracted his opinion. And he holds that, and then at the end he held that it was okay to use the secular date. Therefore, the Kolboy says la halacha l'maisa that it's okay to write a secular date on a matzeva. But the Be'er Moshe, from the Debetzina Rav, Moshe Stern, who grew up in Hungary and who was related to the Chassam Sofer, he knew the Mamshichei Haderech of the Chassam Sofer, the Talmidim, and those who followed in his ways, vehemently disagrees with the Kolboy. He says not to listen to the Kolboy, not about this, and he writes not about anything else either. You shouldn't listen to what's written in the Sefer Kolboy, this Sefer Kolboy, Hilchos Avelos. And he writes that he remembers from Europe that the Talmidei Chassam Sofer, those who followed in the Derech of the Chassam Sofer, were very strongly against using the secular date. It was not something that Chassam Sofer was chayzer from, it was something that he held always, and it was something that those who went in his Derech railed against. And it was something that they absolutely did not allow their followers to do such a thing, to use a secular date. And he says, the two rayas that the Kolboy brings, these two rayas, are not rayas at all. Because in the tshuva, in Eben Ezer, he's talking over there about a case of an aguna. And the Chassam Sofer is quoting the edus which was given, the testimony that's going to be matter the aguna. In such an instance, it's crucial to quote the edus exactly as it was said. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer rightfully uses a secular date because that's the way it should be. He needs to quote exactly the way it was said. He says, "Ahechrich le'yaguna," something which is a hechrich to write that way. It's something there's no other choice, and it's not something which can be looked down upon, because it's something which needed to be done. And so too, he says, when it came to the drasha for the 60th birthday of the Emperor Franz Joseph, so that's something which there was a shleim malchus involved. They needed to appease the Malchus. The whole reason why they made the drosh in the first place was in order to appease the king, to appease the emperor. And if that's the case, then writing the secular date in such an instance was a necessary thing. Chazal were matir things because of Shalom Malchus, and this would be included in that. And furthermore, he says, if you look over there in the drosh of the Chassam Sofer, before he writes the secular date, he writes the Yiddish date, just to show that it was, he's not only writing the secular date. And after he writes the secular date, he writes l'misparam, according to their count, according to the count of the Goyim, in order to show that this is not our count. And only in such a way would the Chassam Sofer ever use the secular date. Therefore, the Be'er Moshe writes that it's roi for every Yid to only use the Yiddish date, unless cases where it's absolutely necessary. And he says, even in cases where it is necessary, such as in writing a check, where someone has to write the secular date, but the proper way to do that is to try to get out of writing the complete secular date. For example, he says it's appropriate, instead of writing the entire year of the secular date, to write just the last two digits. For example, if instead of writing 2014, to write 1-4. And he writes that he himself always writes his checks this way, he always writes his checks with the secular year, just the last two digits of the secular year. And the bank never returned the check. So long as there was money in the account, they always cleared the check. And he says, he tells everybody to write it this way, and there aren't any problems. And as far as writing the month, the secular month goes, the Baruch Moshe writes that it's better to write the name of the secular month as opposed to writing the number of the secular month. Someone writes the number 1 for the month of January, it's wrong. Number 1 is the month of Nisan. So instead, it's better to write the name January as opposed to writing number 1. In the Chuvas Tzitz Eliezer, he also discusses this in Chelek Ches, Simen Ches, and Chelek Tes, Simen Yudalad. And he also gives this Eitzah. He writes that instead of writing the full secular year when it's necessary to write the secular year, it's better to write the last 2 digits. But when there is a need, he's more easily willing to allow the use of a secular year. And he says you should, after writing the secular year, you should write l'misparam or l'minyan hanog, according to the count which is usually used, which is commonly used in this location. But the Tzitz Eliezer does disagree strongly with the Kolbei who allows the use of the secular date on a matzeva. And Tzitz Eliezer says on a matzeva there's absolutely no need to use the secular date. It's not something which the authorities need to see. It's not something which needs to be done. And on the contrary, this is something it's a place where only the Yiddish date should be used and not the secular date. As far as writing the secular month goes, the Tzitz Eliezer in this point argues on the Be'er Moshe. And he says that it's better to write the number of the secular month as opposed to the name of the secular month, because many of the months of the secular months have their roots in the names of the old Avodah Zarah of the Goyim. And since that's the case, it's better not to use those names at all. And although we'll be counting not based on Nisan being the first month, it's still better to write the number of the secular month as opposed to the name of the secular month. There's a ha'ara on this Tzitz Eliezer that in the months Nisan and Iyar, the Persian names which are used already in the Pesukim in the later Nevi'im, the times of Galus Bavel, the end of Galus Bavel, and Ma'ez Sheni, some of those months also are based on the Goyish Avodah Zarah, such as the month of Tammuz, which is the name of an Avodah Zarah. Another place where this is discussed is in the Shailos HaTshuvos Divrei Yoyel by the Satmar Rebbe and Ori Chaim Siman Tazvav. It's a very interesting tshuva over there where he was asked by the Shail who wrote him the Shaila, why don't you sign your letters with using the Yiddish date? The Divrei Yoyel was not accustomed to signing his letters using any date, and the Shail asked him that why don't you use the Yiddish date when you sign your letters this way? You can show that the Chaydash Arishan is Chaydash Nisan, and you can count from the Bias HaOlam, and you can also count with the Parsha. The Parsha is also showing Bias Shemayim Eretz is starting from Bereshis. Why don't you do that? The Divrei Yoyel answers back that that's not what he was taught by his ancestors. It's not something which he was accustomed to from his Rebbeim and from his father in Europe. And he actually says that it's really not a mitzvah to count starting from the month of Nisan. He says that if you look in the Ma'ane HaMitzvahs, those who count the mitzvahs, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban himself, who argues on the Rambam wherever he holds that the mitzvahs need to be, there are mitzvahs which need to be added. The Ramban doesn't say that there's a mitzvah to count the months, to count from the beginning of the first month of Nisan. There's a special mitzvah to do that. And we don't find such a thing. We don't find that the Ma'ane HaMitzvahs counted this as a mitzvah. And he compares this to something which the Noid of Yehuda writes. Noid of Yehuda brings that the Shloah Kaddish says a chiddush that when an Isha counts Zayin Nekiyim, she should count it in words. She should say it out. Just as we count in Tzvirah Sa'aymer, we say Hayayim Yoyim Echad La'aymer on the first day, and Hayayim Yom Sheni on the second day, Hayayim Yom Sheni La'aymer on the second day. Isha that's counting Zayin Nekiyim also should say today is the first day of Zayin Nekiyim, and the second day she should say today is the second day. And I view the right that this is not something which we find in any of the Ma'ane HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Bahag, nobody counts this as a mitzvah. And he writes, the Shloah HaKadosh, the Chassidusoy, the Kedushosoy, Oyev mitzvahs la yitzvah mitzvahs. He loved mitzvahs so much, he's not satisfied with the mitzvahs. The Shloah HaKadosh wanted to add on more mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs that aren't counted by the Mayni HaMitzvahs. And the Night of Yehuda is writing that Lahalofa, there's no need to do that. There's no need to count the Zayin Nikim in words. And so too, the Divrei Yoel writes about this Shoyel who asked him the question. He says, Oyev mitzvahs layitzban mitzvahs. You love the mitzvahs so much that you want to add on mitzvahs. But Lahalofa l'maisa, this is not something which is really a mitzvah. Akol panim, it's not something which we can say is a mitzvah, is a clear mitzvah to do, and it's not something which we can say is a clear iser not to count according to the secular date when it's necessary. However, when there is a way out of it, it seems clear from everybody, except for this kolbay which the other paiskim seem to be madche and don't agree with, but it seems that everybody is in agreement that when it's possible for a person not to use the secular date, it's better not to use the secular date, and when one does need to use a secular date, a better way to write the year is to write just the last two digits of the year as opposed to writing the complete secular year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.